Order. This is the organizational session for the school year 2012, I'm sorry. Pledge of allegiance, please. Mr. Hall, would you lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Here.
Brandt?
Here.
Mr. Schwanger?
Yep.
And Mr. Hall is present.
Okay, being that a vacancy on the Madison Plains Local School Board of Education has existed since January 1st, 2012, the board must act to appoint a community member to the vacant seat. Do I have a motion to appoint that Mr. Ken Morlock, who has been the only one to apply, to fill this vacant? I also have a copy of a vacancy in the board from the Ohio Revised Code as to how we are handling this. If you have a question or want to read this later, you're more than welcome to do so. I wasn't going to read the whole thing.
Madam President, I'll make the motion that Mr. Ken Morlock be appointed to fill the vacant seat on the Madison Plains Local School Board of Education. The appointee will serve until January 1st, 2014.
Madam Chairman, since Mr. Morlock took the time to get an application to us and was the only person out of 5,000 qualified people, I will be more than happy to second that motion.
Okay. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Schwanger?
Oh, yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, at this time, the Treasurer of the Board of Education will give the will give written notice to the Madison County Board of Elections, as well as giving the oath of office to Mr. Morlock.
Thank you.
Do you, Ken Morlock, solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the State of Ohio, that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as a member of the Board of Education of the Madison Plains Local School District in Madison County, Ohio, to the best of your ability in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office and until your successor is elected and qualified?
I do.
Congratulations. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Ken. Okay, moving on, this is our election of officers, and have a nomination for board president. At this time, I would like to nominate Mr. Dave Hunter for board president.
Move nominations to be closed.
Second.
Okay. Does not require a vote if only one person has been nominated. Mr. Hunter, you are now the board president. Vice president?
Madam President, I nominate Michael Brandt to act as the vice president.
I make a motion that nominations be closed.
Second.
And at this time, I would like to turn over the gavel and all this good stuff to thank you to my mom. To Mr. Hunter.
I'd like to start. I got a thank you note that was given to us. Thank you for the delicious lunch you provided the junior high teachers. We thoroughly enjoyed it and appreciated your generosity. Mr. Bean sent this for the junior high staff. And you're quite welcome. Thank you for the job that you guys do for us. With that, do I have a motion starting with the annual organizational business meeting?
I make a motion to accept the following schedule of regular board meetings for the 2012 calendar year. All meetings will be held at the elementary building.
I'll second.
Linda made the motion and Michael seconded. Do we have discussion?
Yes. I need to move the June 19th meeting.
June 19th?
It could be the week before or the week after. It doesn't make any difference.
What would be best for everybody?
I would prefer the week after, if that would be okay with everyone. Would that
That's
be okay?
Fine. Mm-hmm. 12th and the 26th.
To June 26th, then?
Is that too late, Mr. Hall? Will that hurt us as far as getting anything done, or should we go for...
I don't see a problem with this time.
Okay, okay.
If we need a special, we can call a special.
Okay, okay.
Well, I do have a question about November 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So early in the...
High school board, capital conference.
Everybody okay with the dates that we have now? Moving, you guys are okay with your motion moving to June 26th with these? You guys are okay with that, right?
Yes.
Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yeah.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number two, for B?
Mr. President, I'll make a motion to appoint John Pogorski as legal counsel for the ensuing calendar year.
Motion made by Michael, seconded by Don. Discussion. Please take a vote.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that the following be approved as follows. And there are several, 13 different items that's listed for the superintendent and treasurer to perform functions throughout the year to take care of matters for the Madison Plains School District.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Michael. Discussion?
These look as the same as they were last year. If I'm not mistaken, no additional responsibilities.
Correct.
Anything else? Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number two? Or for D, I'm sorry. I make the motion that, Ken, don't you do this?
Not yet. Pause.
That Mr. Morlock be appointed to act as legislative liaison. And that, Mr. Swanger, you want to be the alternate?
Sure. Oh, we do have that.
To OSBA for 2012.
I'll second it.
Discussion? You guys are okay with that?
Yes, sir.
Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mr. President, I'll make a motion that Don Swanger be appointed to act as student achievement liaison to OSBA for 2012.
I'll second that.
Is it okay, Don?
Any discussion further? Please take a vote.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that Mike Brandt be appointed to serve on the audit committee. Is that okay with you, Mike?
Yes.
I'll second that. Any discussion? Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make the motion that Linda Blankenship be appointed to serve on the Wellness Committee for 2012.
I'll second.
Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make the motion that Michael Brandt and Linda Blankenship be appointed to serve on the Insurance Committee for 2012.
Second.
Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
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 I take it from your lack of discussion that you guys are okay with that. Do we have anything for the board work session?
I just have a report on tolls, several things that we have done or are working on. Number one, we have officially hired a full-time, part-time PR person. took a lot of discussion on this. There were several people that didn't think we ought to be spending more money than what we are. There's a lot of literature and so on that's produced at tolls. But there's also a lot of comments when people come in about this being a big secret as to what's going on up there. And we kind of looked at where we are and where we are with enrollment. And for Central Ohio, the amount of adult education that we currently have, and the even though the numbers are increasing every year, the approximately 650 students that we have, in today's job market, just doesn't look good for an area as big as Central Ohio with the number of students that we have in our Central Ohio area. So we decided that even though there's a lot of information out there, obviously the job isn't getting done, and it's worth 25 hours a week with somebody with, and the young lady that's taken this over has some experience in public relations. She's worked previously with the Mid-Ohio Food Bank as one of her previous commitments, and managed to get out a lot of information and bring in a lot of donations there. So I'm hoping she can change our perception of tolls and also what needs to be done in the way of career and technical education. I guess one of the things that came up at the last meeting was a comment that we need to get more people graduating from college. And personally, I don't agree with that. Actually, from our numbers, 30% is pretty close. We heard somebody say that Ohio's a little bit low, and I think we're at something like, 25-26%, and the average number across the country is about 31%. And I guess when I look at that, I'm thinking those numbers are probably pretty close to what they ought to be. The problem that we have today is there's an awful lot of jobs that do not require a college education. If you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a lawyer, if you want to be a scientist, engineer, a technician, or a senior technician, teachers, you've got to have college. And for those types of jobs, yeah, you better go to college and get a good education. But so many of our jobs in the working world today are requiring technical skills, scientific skills, and so on. And the people that are graduating from college are not qualified nor trained to do it. And I guess what I look at is we've got to understand that when we talk about Madison Plains being a preparatory school for post-secondary education, that probably 65 to 70, well, I'm not that high, 45 to 50% of our students who do not go on to college are going to need some type of post-secondary education, because most of the jobs today, that's what's required. And that might be a certificate, it might be a diploma, it might be a state license from either Ohio or one of the other. I think there's 49 states besides us, unless they've added one recently. But anyway, we're talking about state licensure and nationally recognized certification. And these are the kinds of things that we've got to get our kids out and get our kids doing. What we're doing here, starting with pre-K, to get our kids ready, we're trying to get our kids in our lower grades ready to go to junior high and to high school. We just saw the presentation of what's going on in the middle school and how we're changing over there. Dave and I were over at the, or not the middle school, 4, 5, and 6. I know what building I'm in, I'm just not sure what's going on in there. But Dave and I were over at the middle school a couple weeks ago, and the STEM program is in full swing over there, and we saw kids working cooperatively. If nothing else, Mr. Bean, you got things shaken up over there. Something's going to come out of that.
But the kids are working. There are some new attitudes and ideas over there. But this is all part of the training that our kids have got to have if they're going to function in the world today. And if we don't start doing that and more, plus get our kids prepared to go to tolls or to school beyond, and actually what I'd really like to see here is, and I know it can be done because I knew a girl 2 years ago who graduated from a high school in the state of Ohio with her diploma and with her, I'm not sure, I'll probably get this wrong, but she's a dental assistant. She graduated from, well, Buckeye Career and Tech Center in Tuscarawas County with those two degrees, or those two pieces of paper, and went right on. Actually, she went right on into college because she wants to be a dentist, but she knows how she can pay for dental school and college because she got a pretty good job as a dental assistant. But we need to get our kids moved up so that we're doing those things, and hopefully, I'm not sure it's so much the kids as it is maybe the adults in the community, but we got to get this word out there so that people understand what it takes for kids to be able to compete in the world today. And I'm tickled to death that we're doing that. The other thing that we're doing up at Tolls is we are here short on money. I'm not sure exactly where we are here or what the numbers are, but I do know at Tolls, our numbers up there have increased, and we haven't received an increase at tolls since 2009 because of the change in funding. We have had 350 kids before the state will add another dime up there because now that we're on funding by ADM instead of individual programs, we won't get any more money for a while. Now, I think that's going to come. Our new superintendent is looking into some things. We're going to change some programs. We're looking at every single program up there from the standpoint of what's the job market look like? How many people do we need to train each year to get into that job market? And are we getting that job done? And what we're going to do if we've got a program that we don't need that many, or the program is not training the way that we need to, that money is going to be diverted into programs that we do need. Probably one of the biggest things right now in the world of work is logistics. For some reason, manufacturers don't like to build warehouses, and they don't like to hire people to stock them. So they'd like to have their warehouses on the end of a dock outside their building, and that's essentially what logistics is. Right up here in London, we've got Stanley. Stanley has no warehouse. The products that come off of their line go into a truck, and that truck goes to Nissan, goes to Honda, goes to Saturn, whatever car companies are working on at that particular time. This stuff is all in line to go on the line at the plant where it's going, because when they get to where they're going, whether it's Tennessee or Marysville or wherever, that truck backs up to the dock. Nothing goes in a warehouse, goes straight on the line. And that's logistics, but we don't have people trained for that. That's a relatively new job, and we don't have people out there. So that's going to be one of the first programs that we put in, probably will be an adult program, and if it looks like it's going to fly and we need more people, maybe we'll move that into the high school. But we are going to go over every single program up there, and the ones that are needed will stay. And if we've got one that is more important than one that we've got, we're going to put those in. So we're in the process of working on that now, which means it's going to be a busy year. That's all I have.
Thank you, Don. Has anybody got anything else?
Tim, just real quick, the meeting we have next week on the 17th, any preparation or anything that you need from us prior to that meeting?
No.
Going in?
You know, we talked about this meeting is for
right.
To discuss finances, to put together a long-term plan. Really, anything that we'll need you to digest, we'll send to you in advance.
Okay.
And we'll send that via email. So, you know, if you have any problems, let me know. We'll make sure you get your information.
Okay. All right.
We'll get it by this Friday.
Anybody else? Did anybody sign up to talk publicly? But Jennifer, would you like to address the board, please?
I just have a question, and I don't really know if it's a board question or a superintendent question. But our open enrollment policy, how do we base acceptance? I mean, do we...
I'm going to let Mr. Hall field that question.
Mr. President, I need to know a full name.
Oh. I'm sorry, I should have said that. We had it written down in front of. I'm going to let Mr. Hall answer that question because he knows it better than I do.
Well, I can answer it better by emailing you our policy or making sure you get a policy. There's several steps to the open enrollment. But you can wait till tomorrow so I can get you that.
It's fine. Okay. I'd like to know what that policy is.
Okay.
Anybody else want to speak? Okay, we'll move on to approval of the minutes.
Make a motion that the minutes of the meetings of December 13th be approved as written.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Michael. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Tim, will you give us our financial report?
We'll do that next week, all in one meeting.
So we're just going to cross all this out. You put that on there for no reason, right?
Well, that's why there's nothing listed.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, this is easy. We'll move on to the superintendent report. No. It does. He's got stuff written there.
He just wants our report.
Such a good group, and certainly we all appreciate our Board of Education and support getting these buildings together, working with us on curriculum, understanding where we're coming from, and we're educating our students. We want to recognize you, the school board, this month, and say, hey, thank you for all the time you put in. I know you get a good retirement out of being on the school board. So until it gets better, this is the best we can do. Thank you very much for tomorrow.
I believe there's some SEOL discussion too.
I asked Mr. Mason, our athletic director, to come in tonight. We have been discussing league changes or league not changes with our community. We have really reached out to our community a couple times to say, hey guys, if this is your concern, come on in, let's talk about it and maybe get a bottom line where we can better go to our Board of Education that makes the ultimate decision in these when these type of changes come. We don't have it on for a board motion for approval or just not approved tonight. We will do that next week. I want you to hear what Matt has, hear your questions. Next week I will put on there and belly up to the table and we'll go one way or the other. So Matt, okay, if you want to give your spiel and yeah, any questions you have to Matt, and I'm going to come back at the end and give you the old Fox's version.
Okay. First of all, if anybody wants one of these, Mr. Bean or somebody did. Basically, the superintendent in front of all you guys. On the front, if you look, it says Madison Plains. It's got our, you know, MP. And then it's got our enrollment numbers. These numbers are based on Ohio High School Athletic Association's numbers. If you turn it to the inside, it lists the Mid-State League, which is the option we have before us. They're coming around here. If they need more, or maybe Joe or somebody needs more. Okay. Anyway, those are the two options we have before us. If you can tell, I've listed London in the Mid-State League side. That is not 100% sure. That is what we are led. They are making their decision this evening. And I have my phone on vibrate. I'm supposed to get a text as soon as it happens, but I haven't got that yet. So they will be making their move tonight or staying tonight, one or the other. If anybody, I know I see some people at our meeting on Sunday, I told everybody that tonight by midnight we had to make our decision, and that was correct. But since you guys have a meeting next Tuesday, that's not an organizational meeting, we asked if we could push our deadline back 1 week, and they gave us permission to do that. So that's kind of where we are. As you can tell there's two leagues. And, I'll just come out and start saying it this way. My recommendation, after meeting Mr. Hall, Mr. Clark, myself, the community, is that we move to the Mid-State League. And for a variety of reasons. Number one, if you look, the enrollment numbers are quite a bit closer to ours than the SCOL's enrollment numbers are. Five of the eight teams in the Mid-State League division that we would be going to would be in our direct district and our direct division. So when we go to meetings, seedings, all tournament teams, all league teams, five schools will be sitting there that we have played and, play twice a year, we have meetings with and have a good rapport with, I guess the best way of saying it. We're right now in the SCOL. London is the only other central district team, and they are not in our division because they're larger. So we go to these things, and we are the only team in the room that, has played, no one else in the room. So these teams, when we go, although we beat maybe a Miami Trace or a Hillsborough or a Greenfield, who's a lot bigger than we are, they don't know anything about those schools, so that really doesn't help us when we try to make our arguments for our student athletes to get awards they deserve. The second thing, other than enrollment numbers to me is the largest issue, is every one of those eight teams is a central district team. If you look, there's multiple districts around the state. As I said a second ago, London's the only team in our league currently that's in central district, and as I stated at the beginning, I believe they're moving, and that's what we've been led to believe, so that will leave no central district teams in our current league that we are in right now. A third thing is I do like two other Madison County schools, being West Jeff and London, in the league with us. We are a Madison County school ourselves, so that's somewhat important, and not seeing Jonathan Alder there is a plus in my eyes. Another aspect, and this is a very minor aspect, but it is important to me. I believe the media coverage for our athletes will go up in the Central District because, all those teams are in Columbus, and the Dispatch covers Columbus a lot more than they cover Hillsborough. So, in my opinion, that's a benefit, not a reason to make the move, but it is a benefit. That's kind of my spiel. If anybody has any questions?
Man, I got one question just so it's cleared up. We've got the press here, and everybody can get this question answered right now. Mm-hmm. There are no invitations, a chance we could get into the Ohio Heritage League, right?
We've done everything we possibly could, including put together a package of four teams, call, willing to give proposals, everything. And a few weeks ago, we were given the call saying that the Ohio Heritage team is not interested in growing at this time and did not foresee growing any time in the near future.
And currently, the SCOL is okay if we would decide to leave. We could go ahead and leave, correct? How soon could that take place?
This does not take place. I'm sorry, I should have put that on there. This does not take place next year, but the year after.
2013-14
school year. That is correct.
Now, my understanding, Clinton Massey is still coming.
East Clinton.
East Clinton is still coming.
Yes.
Even if we go, although they're not happy about it.
Our meeting with them is Thursday, so okay. I'm not sure. As of today, doesn't have any factor.
I talked to the superintendent of East Clinton. He said they are in the SCOL to stay. They're not.
Yeah, okay. That's probably right.
Okay. I agree with you, Matt. I think our athletes will probably receive more recognition by going into the Mid-State League because they are in the Mid-State League. People don't know us that far south sometimes.
Yeah.
Some of our kids get missed, maybe looked over. And also I think playing schools closer to our size is a plus for us as well.
Yes.
And I also know that just because you change legs doesn't mean you're going to have a winning team.
No way.
That's correct. I think the public needs to be aware of that.
Oh yeah.
We can change legs, but that doesn't mean we're going to win every game. If you look at those teams listed there,
we're not walking in.
That's right. It's still going to be a tough league, no matter which league you go to.
That's right. The SCOL is a very tough league. Right. The state league is a tough league. We had this meeting the other day, and it's not a slam dunk. I'm not standing here saying this is 100% we're going to succeed and do all great things. This is a very good league, but it's also a very tough league. And, you know, that's why we have our meetings. I understand people who would say, you know, stay in the SCOL. You know, I can see both sides. But what I like to do, and when I talked about the community, the pros just seem to outweigh on the Mid-State League than they do on the SCOL. Now, we can show, I think it's a 10-year history of the SCOL, and they have what's called an All-League Award. Okay, and that All-League Award, they take every sport the league recognizes. And first place team gets 7 points, last place team gets 1 point. They add it up for the whole year. At the end of the year, they hand out the award. In our 10-year history, we've either been last or dead last every year. So that tells you. Now, we've had teams such as volleyball this year. They won the league. You know, we will have a winner here. I'm not saying, you know, that we never win. You know, we have good stock in here. Softball's won, I think, 3 league titles in that time. You know, we do win, you know, but it's just overall.
That's a combination for that award everything. And everything. That's what everybody's
got to
do.
All
of them.
In the use this fall as an example, we got 7 points, the most you can get for volleyball, and we still finished last. So, because multiple other programs were still last. And, you know, this isn't the end-all, be-all. There's other things to our program we need to change. This is just one thing that I think is a step in the right direction.
And I think, too, when you look at this, these SCOL schools are going to continue to grow because most of them are town schools or
that's right.
Pretty
well. And I throw this out there now in saying this first. Mr. Clark has met with the SCOL. The SCOL has told him for the near future they will stay at 7 teams. Okay, now I go to these meetings. 7 teams is one team short of a good league. That leaves a hole, and football is an easy one to talk about because you only have 10 games. Leaves a hole right in the middle of your season. And if you all think back, we played Hartley, Marion Pleasant. So when you go have to find a team right in the middle of your season, you usually have to play some of the toughest teams in the state. So that's a weakness. And the league doesn't want that. That's why they went Gaudi's Clinton. So how long they're willing to stay at 7 teams is a concern of mine. And who that 8th team would be, I cannot see any small teams really wanting to join that league. The team that's always mentioned is Wilmington, because Wilmington has showed interest. So not, that doesn't mean Wilmington's coming. I'm not saying that. Just when you leave a gaping hole there, it scares me. Now, I told you I was waiting on a text from London. That does not, London's opinion tonight, London's vote tonight, does not change my thoughts or feelings on switching leagues. If London stays in the SCOL, I still say that we go to the Mid-State League. We've been assured that they have another school our size, you know, I don't say publicly, but another school our size. If London doesn't take the spot, that would fill that spot for them. So,
how long have we been with the SCOL?
It's either 10 or 11 years, but I know at least 10.
What league were we with before that?
We were with the BAC, which is basically the Mid-State League. Basically, there's a few other teams.
So the BAC changed?
BAC changed, yeah. Why we joined the SCOL, the BAC kind of fell apart. And we joined the SCOL, now the BAC. The Mid-State League actually consists of 22 teams. There's 3 divisions of 22 teams. This is the division we've been offered.
Because of the size of the enrollment.
How they did it this time is 1 size enrollment and 2 travel distance.
Ken, this is the second time we've been in the SCOL.
Yes.
The SCOL at one time, we left and went to Kent and Trace League, and the SCOL just basically dissolved. And then we went to the
BAC.
BAC.
Yeah, which is a lot of these teams that we're talking about tonight.
Is the 2014-2015 year, is that when our – what kind of fines are we going to get from SCOL on this? Anything?
Well, there is a possibility, and we've been led to believe that that will not be a possibility.
Okay.
In the contract, it states that there's a $10,000 buyout, but we have been led during when London talked about it to believe that that's not going to happen. Because there, like I mentioned, with Wilmington, Circleville, Logan Allen, there's other teams that have shown interest to this league, so I don't think they'll have a hard time filling our spot, so that's not going to be a problem. But at least that's what we've been told at this point.
A lot of the SCOL schools have wanted Jonathan Mulder for a long time.
So that's where we're at.
Okay. Aside from the politics of the decision,
yes,
and you are saying that our students might get better recognition.
Yes, sir.
As far as the goals of our athletic program, which I assume are still teaching leadership, cooperation, teamwork, and that kind of thing, none of that's going to change. Our kids are still going to get.
Yeah, and to me, it actually enhances those goals for this reason. I think too many times and I'm preaching to our coaches, and I believe they're doing it. But too many times, I think when we step on a field with, say, a Miami Trace, their mindset is they're beat before the game starts. And I think just kind of a change is something that we need. And I think that, you know, when these students go into these contests, just the enrollment numbers, you know, I hear it all the time up there, you know, oh, that school's twice as big as we are. You know, you hear that when these guys are going into games, and I think it just kind of knocks them down a notch mindset-wise. And I think when we're putting them against schools where, if you look, I think we're the fifth largest school, you know, so we're right in the middle of the pack in this league. I think that will benefit, you know, kind of what you're saying. It'll just be a morale booster, in my opinion,
okay.
You know, at least for the start. So,
you'd say the majority of the people at that meeting, though, and I apologize, I didn't come to like you should have, but.
And I wish we had a bigger crowd, but I can tell you this. The first meeting, we had a total of 30 people, mm-hmm. and 28 voted to move the Mid-State League. Mm-hmm. And the last meeting, we had a total of 16, and 15 mm-hmm. voted to move the Mid-State League.
Yeah, as long as
first time it was to the high
league. Well, it was an option. It was to, I'm sorry, he said it right. It was to move leagues. No matter, it was either league, but move, I guess, was what we were told. And last meeting, it was down to just these two options, and it was 15 of 16 to move.
As long as we're moving for the right reasons,
yeah.
and not because we're moving thinking we're going to get victories, because
that's right. No, that,
I don't
nothing's
think
guaranteed.
That, I mean, we're going in, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, well, and
Whitehall Yearling.
Yeah, a lot of these people were there, and that's
right.
exactly what I'd said was, if you're going to vote to move the Mid-State League, do it because you believe in the Mid-State League,
right.
not because you dislike the SCOL. Because right. you're going to be dissatisfied quickly in the Mid-State League if you just wanted to change for change.
Or
if
victories.
That's right. Yeah. Well, yeah, victories aren't guaranteed. You know, we talk about the Ohio Heritage Conference. That's basically the KTC. Mm-hmm. We weren't dominant in the KTC by any means. You know, wins are guaranteed nowhere. So this is a very tough league. I just think it has a lot of positives to it. Where, you know, what now we've kind of seen where we stay in the SCOL for a considerable amount of time, you know, decade. And I just feel like it's time for a change, in my opinion. So, and, you know, Mr. Hall, Mr. Clark, and I all met. Mr. Clark and I, you know, he basically said, you know, he supports this. So,
okay.
I think that's.
Have you been able to communicate with the other athletic directors? And
yeah, we play a lot. Of course, you see West Jeff, of course, you see London, and we play Granby. Most of the schools we play in some sports. That's right.
There.
Yeah, you know, those are all schools. And like I said, we already deal with them in the Central District during tournament time. So, yeah, we're very familiar with all those schools. Not a problem.
But. There's no perfect combination out there. I think we're all concerned about putting our kids in a situation where they can achieve equally. That's first and foremost. We want them to be able to compete fairly, whatever they do. The things that I'm not convinced about yet is we have a reputation for jumping leagues every whatever the years are. We went to the BAC, we went to the KTC, we went to the SOL, now we want to go to another league. Sooner or later, you're going to find you're not going to have a place to go other than go independent. And when you go independent, then you'll see you're going to be playing some tough teams that just to get a game.
Yeah.
And yet the other part of that is, and as Matt says, he and Chris and I talk. I'm not completely sold on it yet. I still need some more time to bring a recommendation to the board. I think when the SCOL has been good to us. But it's obviously, you know, we have a problem competing day in and day out in every sport. But you're going to have this same problem in the Mid-State League. When you look across and you see London and West Jeff, and you look over in the SCOL and you see London and West Jeff, then you go over and you add the other side, you look at Worthington Christian, you look at Columbus Academy, which in time those people are known to recruit, and you're not going to beat them too often. Because when you go into whether it's a Christian or Columbus Academy, you'll be getting kids from Cleveland to Cincinnati in Columbus. I don't think that's fair. I don't think the any time a school can recruit, that it's fair for the public schools to compete with, because you can't. I'm really concerned. Last couple of years, we have supplemented the athletic department $30,000 to $40,000 just to keep them afloat. I don't remember being in the BAC, Columbus Academy, Worthington Christian. Look at your gates. What's this going to do to your gates? I think your gates are going to be way down. Now, that's the gates doesn't dictate if kids can't compete. I don't. That doesn't put that above. But I want you. I want the board to know all these scenarios, because whenever the Mid-State League, which is known for shifting, three or four schools that's wanting to get out now. Am I correct, Matt?
No, you're correct. There's four, two of them in our league, Bexley and Whitehall.
When that happens, yeah, that means your 21 schools goes down to 18. That means a total shift in the Mid-State League. Okay, who's to say is we might get in a school that's got the same numbers that we're competing with? Or we don't have any place to go with. There's no easy answer. Matt and I, we've talked to Chris, we've talked to coaches, we've got a 50-50 on our coaches, and depends on who you talk to and the parents. I don't have an answer totally, but on the 17th, we'll come with, right or wrong, we'll make a decision.
You know, Mr. Hall, I agree with some of the stuff you're saying, and I understand what you're saying about some of the Mid-State schools recruiting. And I don't know if some of the SUL schools actually recruit, but I know that we've lost a lot of our players in different sports.
I want to stop you guys before you go any farther on that.
Right there.
Press is sitting down here, and I want to make it very clear. We're not accusing anybody of recruiting. Okay? We've lost kids that have gone to different schools.
Right.
If you look at where they're going, it's pretty obvious. They're not going to go down to nowhere land. They're going to go to where they're winning. They're going to West Jeff. And Trace. I go back on what Linda Neer told me years ago. Clinton Massey wasn't too much back when her son started down there. I think her son was a junior, and they went undefeated 2 years in a row and went to the state and almost won the state. All of a sudden, that program turned around. I've told every coach we've got out there, we got a coach sitting back there right now, and knows exactly what I'm saying. People want to play for a winner. We just got to turn something around. Switching leagues, I'm not saying is the best thing in the world to do. I'm not saying that's going to solve all of our problems. But it's a known fact, people want to be on a winning team. And if you look at how these winning programs are built, people tend to go to those schools. They'll find a way to get to that school. That's not necessarily recruiting. That's just people want to be on a winner.
In this month's High School Day, they had an article in there about the private schools that do recruit, and that it's ruination of high school sports. It's a big thorn in high school sports. So whether they recruit or not, I'm telling you, when you have two or three kids from a foreign country that come in just to go to school there, then call it what you might.
Yeah. Yeah, they do have a different set of standards than us here at Madison Plains have to follow. But, of course, it's all within the rules. But, you know, the state a few years ago, well, you guys know this because she asked a question about open enrollment. Open enrollment was kind of a way for public schools to have some of those same advantages, you know, and that's what our athletes open enrolled to other schools. So, you know, that's kind of a thing that they've done to level it out a little bit. But, no, Mr. Hall, exactly right. There are concerns both ways.
What's the contract on Mid-State? I mean, how many years?
We read the Constitution yesterday. You just have to give them 2 years' notice. You won't have to sign up for
it. In the Mid-State League for like a student athlete, there's dollars that
yeah.
can tie to it, $500.
Yeah.
Okay, it's got
they have academic scholarships. The league awards academic scholarships.
They've got some good features about it. I'm not saying they don't. But when that shovel comes, just remember what the old fox told you.
No, he's right. When I called the Ohio Heritage Conference, I said this at our meeting. The first thing the commissioner of that league said was, you realize you guys at Madison Plains have a reputation. And I knew what he was talking about before he said it. He said, you know, you guys like to jump leagues a lot. Now, he's saying that because he was in the KTC when we were in the KTC, and we wanted out of the KTC for the BAC. Okay, so he sat there, and he's watched us tell him no to their league. Now he's hearing his call and asked to come back. So, you know, he has a perspective because he's been there that long. But on the other hand, too, a decade for me is not so much Legion. One, like, we tried it 1 or 2 years and it wasn't there.
That's what
we've
I think.
We've tried it over a decade, and we have a long span.
10 years doesn't seem like jumping
to me. You know, that's my opinion. But
with the two schools are thinking about leaving Mid-State then?
There are actually, out of 22, there are four: Hamilton Township, Taze Valley, Whitehall, and Bexley. Whitehall and Bexley are our side. As you can see, though, that really doesn't upset me too much because they are the largest two schools on our side. And if I could pick two to leave, it would be them. So that's not so big.
You can't pick the two that's going to come back in.
Yeah, that is true.
And that's not bothering me.
Yeah, no, that's true. But, you know, some of the schools that have shown interest are Fairbanks and some other schools.
Mm-hmm.
So the schools that have shown interest are closer to our size than where we sit today, I guess. I don't know that we can get in a league much larger than what we are today.
In their constitution, there's nothing that outlines if you leave, and here's what determines the divisions, the schools in the division.
There's a committee, like right now, West Jeff sits on the committee of four that does the alignments, and that's how they come up with these alignments. So, but everybody has to vote in the constitution as well. For a team to join, it requires 7 of the 8 to vote yes. So it's not like, you know, just one team. If 7 of the 8, you know, if Cincinnati, you know, College Hill or some real large school, try, you know, I'm sure, yeah, we say no.
So, but we have been extended that we have a week to consider
it. We have been told that we could have until the 17th. That is correct.
Why is East Fulton and the SCOL to stay? You had mentioned that earlier.
Well, they're actually coming in for the first time next year. They're not in currently. So they wanted to come, and of course, Madison Plains, we openly invited them to come because they're a school closer to our size. You know, they're right next door to Clinton Massey, so that was a rivalry they wanted to have, you know, on their schedule, and we were there. But
you don't think that having schools that are larger than us being a challenge for the students to get a little bit more out of the athletes that we've got?
I see it being a great challenge, but on the other hand, too, our schedule is still going to be loaded because around us, unless we go, you know, towards the Dayton Springfield area, and we, you know, my goal is to play more Columbus area teams because we're a central district team. I don't think we're going to have any problem playing larger schools on a night in, night out basis. I think our schedule is always going to be loaded with schools that are larger than we are, no matter what league we go to. So,
well, the central district is, we play most of our games outside the central district.
That is
we
correct.
Go to tournaments, we go to the central district to play, and we get a seating. You know, we can have a perfect season and get a bad seed.
Yeah, our volleyball team, great year this year, won the league and defeated teams that are much larger than ours, you can see on that paper.
Or when some of our running backs, Stephen Lemieux, that the job that he does, the effort he puts into it, when he doesn't get that recognition, it comes back to politics.
Yeah.
You don't take the group doesn't take Stephen Lemieux, here's what this kid, maybe yards this kid rushed per game or whatever the season, and take the politics out of it. It's the stats doesn't speak for itself. The politics speaks for itself.
That's
not right.
Yeah, you get your guy on, or you help us get your guy, our guy. Well, you get your guy. And that, you know, that's life. That's the way we go to these seating meetings for our tournament. That's what I say about volleyball. We won our league. We defeated more teams. You get points for how many Division twos, threes. We had the most points in the room. We got seated 6th. That's because nobody voted for us. You know, and we ended up having to play the 5 seed the first game. You know. That just really affects our student athletes when we're sitting there having fighting all year, and then when the tournament comes, and you know, because of your hard work, you ought to have, I don't want to say an easier road, but you ought to have a road that is more suitable to your record.
Well, if you defeat that seed 5 team, you're in good shape.
That's right. Yeah.
Most times you don't.
But like, and Greg Gregg was here for the Madison Press on Sunday, and I respected what he had to say. And he just used Stephen as example, but we can use anybody's name. Stephen Mews works hard, great athlete, does a lot of these things, and he sits in a room and has to beg guys to even get him on second team where he deserves first team. You know, that kind of stuff is happening to our athletes. And I know accolades aren't the most important thing in the world, but there's something that I think we ought to be able to help our student athletes with. You know, they're important. You know, I still remember that I made all district. You know, that was 15 years ago. You know, that's something that stays with you, and I think that's something that if we can benefit our athletes by moving the Mid-State League, it's something to think about.
Matt?
Yep.
Thank you for, Matt has worked hard on trying to get input from the community. He's put several hours in on this, so thank you for doing that, Matthew. And We'll get it worked out.
Okay, not a problem. If you have any questions, please let me know.
Thanks.
And I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm going to the basketball game. So if you get a chance, come out.
We're trying.
Paul, I have one other question. You
for Matt?
And I don't know, pretty much for you, probably for Tim.
Okay.
How much does dollars and cents play into this? So you talked about if we go to the other league, our gates aren't going to be as big.
My first priority is putting kids in a position where they can compete. Now, I can tell you, I can't tell you with certainty, but I can tell you when you're not going to get the gates from three or four of these schools that we're accustomed to. And I think Matt will agree on that.
We can. I agree. The only thing I said to Mr. Hall is I think the top heaviness of London and West, there are top two gates. No matter when you're playing, who you're playing, London and West Jeff are top two. So I'm hoping, I can't guarantee anybody anything, but I'm hoping the top-heavy part of London and West Jeff will make up for the bottom weakness of, say, Columbus Academy or Whitehall that probably won't bring a very big crowd. That's my hope. And, you know.
And there's also a possibility by playing smaller schools, maybe playing kids more on our level, we possibly could have more of a winning season, which could more of an impact on your gate, too.
That is correct, yeah.
But remember, we've been there before.
Now, Mr. Austin, right, the finances part, that's not the biggest deal. And the finances is on me. If there's a shortfall, I'll make up a difference. That's my job. And, you know, when we talked, that wasn't enough of a reason for me to not recommend it to you. I believe it's the right decision, but, you know, whatever you guys decide.
And I looked at the figures, and we talked about those gates, and we talked about how the board has supplemented athletics for the last couple of years. And in our long-range plan, I don't think we have any numbers in there to do this, because we have other curriculum needs that need these dollars. Not since the athletics are not important.
Athletics are important.
They're very important.
They're important, and that's what I'm saying. What does our gate look like compared with our total cost for athletics?
But you can't, I don't care. You guys can't say what you think the gate's going to be.
Okay, and that's, I've met many times, and he's right on his budget and going to end up in the black that we're looking at right now, so that's great. What you can't do is looking at crystal ball and say, okay, if we don't win any ball games and we're playing these small schools and we don't get much of a gate, then yeah, that's why Mr. Hall's saying the board may have to help. But that'd be the same case if we were in SUL.
Yeah, the SUL might not
bring
people.
If we continue to get our head knocked in and nobody comes to the gates, Matt's still going to have the same problem. Mm-hmm. So
that's right.
I think your gate rides on being competitive in each season. Not winning, but being competitive.
No, and I think you can guarantee yourself better gates with West Jeff and London than you can Miami Trace, Washington Quarles. Although they're good, you know, I think you're locking yourself into at least two winners. And the rest, you know, it just depends what people want to do that night. You know, weather, anything you want to throw out there. You know, like tonight, we're playing Jonathan Auburn. They're not on any of these lists, and it's a great crowd, you know. But they're ranked second. You know, they're undefeated. You got a great team. You know, they come out, they're filling the stadium. So,
Matthew, thank you.
Yeah, see you guys.
Okay. Yeah. Any unfinished business? Moving on to new business, do I have a motion for number one?
I make a motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the first reading of the 2012-2013 school calendar as presented.
Second. Do you have a second?
Yeah, second. I thought you were second.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't put my do I have in front of it. Discussion?
Why?
Take a vote, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Moving on to classified, do I have a motion for number two there?
Mr. President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of superintendent. The board approved the addition of the following to the substitute aid list for the 2011-2012 school year, Zachary Durbin and Gene Davis.
Do I have a second? Motion made by Michael, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please take roll.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Moving on to number three, do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, since we may not need them as a substitute aid. I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that we approve the addition of the following to the substitute cook list for the 2011-2012 school year for Zach Durbin and Gene Davis.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Don, seconded by Michael. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent for Florida employee Megan Hunter on a 106-day contract as school secretary, step zero, effective January 5th, 2012.
A second.
Motion made by Ken, seconded by Linda. Discussion?
Yes, I have understand that she was a substitute for the district, so it's good to know that we are hiring from within the district and using.
We try very hard to the people that come in and do our substituting, whether it's cooks, aides, secretaries. It's not a slam dunk, but we do go back to those people if we feel they have the qualifications, can be trained to meet our needs, and that's the people we go with. This.
Any other discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Abstain.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for number 5.
I make a motion upon recommendation, superintendent, the board employ Mike Saxton as a substitute van driver effective November 21st, 2011.
Second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number 6?
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ Mike Saxton as a substitute bus driver effective January 10th, 2012, pending proper bus driver certification.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Ken, seconded by Don. Discussion?
That certification has come through, so we're ready to go with that.
Please take a vote.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Under supplementals, do I have a motion for number 7?
I make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award the following athletic supplemental contracts for the 2011-2012 school year as listed below.
Second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Ken. Discussion?
Is there a reserve baseball team?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the only problem we have there is in football. Our numbers are not there. Normally, at least we have the numbers to justify the question.
Any other discussion? Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number 8?
Mr. President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent and board award the following academic supplemental contracts for the 2011-2012 school year. Gail Orbeck as music program coordinator and Maureen Case as piano accompanist.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Ken, seconded by Michael. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mr. President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board accept the following grants, $2,500 from Walmart.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Ken, seconded by Michael. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that upon recommendation, superintendent, the board accept the following donations as listed.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
And since we don't have anything for executive session, I don't have anything. I make the motion that we adjourn at 7:59.
Second it.
Motion made by myself, seconded by Linda. Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr.
Swanger? Yes.
Mr. Yes. Motion carried.
Please remember that we got a meeting on this. The next regular meeting is the 21st of February, and we've got a meeting 17th, Monday night. No, Tuesday, next Tuesday night.
And that'll be in central office.
Yeah, yes, I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Michael.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I know.